Okay, let's begin. Daf, today's Daf Mem. But we're going to start from where we left off. We got to the Mishnah, right? Ein shayrin es hamursim l'tarnagolim. Lamites in the days. Today is Daf Mem, so we're going to go back to Daf Lamites, like we always do. We always go back a few lines. And in fact, yesterday we got up to the Mishnah. That's what we got up to yesterday. Ain, so we're going to go slow and you can help me out. We'll do the best that we can. Ain, China, some Mursin, Latana, Gurla, we're not allowed to go soak Mursin. Mursin is bran. Bran is part of the grain, the part of the grain which the people do not eat. That's the part that goes to the animals. The problem is, even that is technically chametz. There is some chametz over there because in the bran there's, I don't know, I guess there is some wheat attached to the bran. There is some, I guess, wheat particles or barley particles which can turn into chametz. Even though the main part of the, when you crush it, when you take a full kernel of wheat and you crush it, you separate the chaff from the kernel, it's inevitable that you're going to have some residual part of kernel, which is the chametz component. I am assuming that, I don't know if this is correct, I'm assuming that if you have a barley stalk and you crush it and you sift it, and if you can go and you can do it scientifically where you completely separate the chaff from the kernel, the chaff does not produce chametz. Is that correct?
From barley, you're probably correct.
What? And wheat? Just the chaff. The chaff?
Barley is shaped differently than wheat. Wheat is more like a teardrop.
Yeah, but that's not the real chametz component of the kernel. The kernel, the chametz part is the kernel, right?
Yeah, part of the kernel remains behind in the shape.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So it's saying that there is such a thing too. If merely allowed to soak the morsel, that's the residual part, and you would soak it, and what would you do? Bird feed. Bird feed is you take the residual part and you soak it in water and you make a mush, a porridge, and you give it to birds to eat. But by doing so, you're going to cause it to sit in water for 18 minutes, going to ferment, going to turn to chametz. So
you may not
even because it's worse. It's more potent because it's more quite. So it's awesome. Aval cholten. But what you can do is you can scalding boiling hot water. If you take boiling hot water and you take the bran and you mix it together, boiling hot water prevents leavening process. Now the place considered is man hazeh, we're not bekeem in this. We're not experts. So theoretically, if you take boiling hot water and you take flour, you can make bread on Pesach. Because boiling hot water does not allow, when it's boiling hot, the heat does not allow the flour to turn into a chametz. However, the place can say, we are not experts in our times in this art of using.
Okay?
However, bisman hazeh, we don't, it's a very simple solution. We should be able to make baked fresh matzah on Pesach. Just make sure the water is very hot. Bisman hazeh, we're not experts in this technique, and we do not do it. Weiter. Next. It was another thing that women would take morsan, they would soak it in water, and they would apply it to their skin as some type of skin care, some cream. I don't know what this is. A cream to make them look better, or to make them feel better, or maybe to help them, a cleaning agent, whatever it was. Cleaning agent was some type of technique to look good, but you're not allowed to do this because by taking it and putting it in water, it causes it to ferment and become chametz.
It's so Latisha for chickenpox also.
Okay, could be. So you're not allowed to soak it. In Latisha, Moslem, Shatoloch, you're not allowed to soak it. Shatoloch will be other Lemerchats. Avil Shofi Bimishra Ababasora Yavish. But she can take it and she can apply it to her skin dry. Because that will not turn into chametz, even though there may be some sweat on her body. The sweat, the Mishnah, at least this point holds, is not enough to cause her to become chametz. Next, A person should not chew kernels of wheat and put it on his wound. It appears this was a medication. Because by doing all these things, it turns into chametz. Okay, that's the basic Yisrael Mishnah. Now, Tanabon. The following things cannot become chametz. Okay, so this goes against the Brox. Here it says the Farish. Ravina, there was a litvax. Okay, Ravina and Ravashi were litvax. They, it says the Farish in the Gemara, it's not shachli to be chametz, he'ofui. Something that's baked. If you have matzah meal, it's a Farish in the Gemara. Matzah meal is not chametz. So what's all of this going on today? Okay, it's a Farish.
So what they're worried about is that might be epizet.
It's not awful. It wasn't really awful. The matzah was not fully baked. There's a part of the matzah that wasn't fully baked. And then when you put it in the water, it's not going to come chametz. But they have to admit that if they would know for sure that it was fully baked, then yeah, we would have to admit the ikra hadin, the litvax are right. The litvax are really
always
deep down. It's just that they're confused, so they have to be machmir. Okay. I shouldn't say that too loud. This is a chassin shtul over here. Okay. So, she'ein echbom le'chimutz. He'ofui, if it's baked, le'hamevushal, cooked, suddenly a grain that has been cooked. We don't cook any here. It's not really shachlis today, because we don't cook wheat. We don't cook our wheat, bizman hazeh. The cholot, scalded, okay, flour that's been scalded, shecholtu b'reischim, these things do not become cholots. Boiling our water. Now the Gemara says, mevushal, something that's cooked, ad mevashle mechama. Now what does the mechama mean? B'oyit shalok rashi, poishrim. Now when you cook something, how do you cook something? You put it in a lukewarm pot of water. That's the way you cook. And then you turn on the flame. So it takes a good couple of minutes in order for the flame, in order for the heat to reach a level where the water boils and the object, the meat inside or the dish inside, cooks. So until you get to that point in time when it boils, it's being soaked in water and it turns into chametz. Ah, the mevashalei, mechama. Mechama is a nice word for chametz, right? That's a word. Mechama means kochamira vechamira. Chamia, see, that's where you see, it's a very good daf. See, that's where it comes from. That is the first time we had that word in the Gemara. When you say the Kol Chamira, the Chamia, you remember this was the daf that I did not prepare and I came late. Mechama is the word of Chametz. Ah, Dema'ah, Dema'ashle, Mechama. So the Gemara ends, Amna Pabra Pabra says, Ha'ofli Shabishlu Kama, it means something that was cooked in Chanam. It means over here a baked item. It means something that was baked. And then after you baked it, you cooked it. So that's a little redundant. I don't know what we'll see over here. Rashi answers, after afu shabishul kiloy mar, afu afiluhu mivashla li achar afi. Ah, that's what it means. It means the rashi that's baked. Matzah. And now you take matzah that's been baked and you cook it. You cook it in boiling hot water, and it basically means you soak it. You soak it, send it to soup. So that is called, it's awful, so don't be made by cooking that will now cause the baked product to turn to chametz. No, it's not shaykh. Healthfully, shabishly kama. Good, right. Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael, Yudho, Imer, Kemach, Nusugya. You see this. Kemach flour. Shenofel al seche delaf. Drip, water drips. Drip. Flour, the real deal, real flour. And now it's water, but the water keeps on agitating it because it keeps on dripping. If you let the flour soak in water, no, let it sit for 18 minutes, it's chametz. But if you have constant pounding, drip, or for that matter, if you're kneading it, I guess with your hands, your activity prevents it from turning into chametz. Kenach, shenofal, l'sechei delef, drip water, afilu kol hayom kulo, ein bo dechimutz. Amar Rav, hu de'ovid tif lahadei tif, which means it must be continuous. Tif, I mean, that's the sound. When it hits, it's called tif. Okay, weiter. Next Gemara. Amid Rabbi Shila, vasika shari. Now, what in the world is vasika? Vasika is mutter. It's a machel kemach. Okay, it's a certain type of dish that's made from flour. The Gemara, I think, is going to explain in a few minutes what exactly this is. It's not called chametz. It's shari. Oh, the atabe b'raisa vasika is osur. You're not allowed to eat vasika on Pesach. It's chametz. But kasha chad avida b'mishcha milcha, chad avida b'mayu milcha. different types of vasika. There's vasika that's made with water and salt, that's mamish chametz, and there's a vasika that's made with oil and salt. Oil is this time, and remember, this goes back to a sugya we learned a week ago, that oil is mei peiros, and mei peiros is not machmetz, so therefore it's not chametz. Okay? You with me?
Yes, I need you. Right.
Amazutra loy limche inshe keder bekimcha. Davishna. A person should not, limche means dissolve, kedera, a pat bekimcha davishna. And what does that mean? Look at Rashi. What?
To dissolve.
Let's see Rashi. Shem avin tavshil hakedera, you thicken. People will go alidei shem machin kemach lesoicha vafil bekimcha diivush di avishuna shnesiyavsha v'niklis betaner shkishilecha adayin oisa keli betaner breakafu yafilu hachi loylav. The person should not take flour and thicken a dish
to solidify.
You have a dish that sometimes you need one of the ingredients it's too loose and you want like a kugel. Right, you have a kugel you make out of some type of vegetable, whatever it is, and it's too watery, it's too mushy. So you put flour in order to thicken it, to harden it, to give it some mamushes. So what would they use? They would use a special type of flour. What kind of flour? You don't just use any flour. Any flour, when you put it into a kugel, it doesn't really do the job. You have flour that's been parched. You have kernels of wheat that you parch, you put into fire, and you basically toast it. You toast kernels of grain, and it removes all the moisture. You then grind it and make it into flour. So you would think that type of flour, it's not shaykh for it to become chametz. Since it's been toasted, the toasting ruins its chemical composition, where it's no longer shaykh for it to become chametz, and this you should be mutter to use in a kugel. Especially the kugel, it's not the main part of the kugel. No. It still will become chametz when you take this flour. One more time. Loy limcha, a person should not thicken. It seems right. How do you touch limcha mean? What does it mean? How do you touch? Thicken. Inish a person. Kidra means a dish, or type of kugel. Bekimcha de avishna, of dry flour. Flour that has been toasted. Why? Dilma, here's the gebrokst. Okay? Here's the gebrokst. Dilma loy boshel shapir. Okay, that's the gebrokst. Maybe it was not fully cooked.
Baked
when you the flour. The ostechemis. Let's see the Rashi. Limcha inish kedra shem avin, you thicken tavshil a dish hakeder al yidei shem machin kemach, you add, you mix dolusach vafilu bekimcha davishuna. What does that mean? So Rashi says shnesiyashva, it's been dried, the niklis, it's been toasted betanur kishehi lecha adayin oisak, when it was moist. So when this flour, this kernels, once were moist, you put it in the oven to dry it out. So by drying it out, it's now called afui. You baked the kernels, so it's afui. Once it's afui, it's not shayich now for ein to the bali lechimots. No, afilu achilay lavet. Why not dim aloy boshel shaper leinases koli kol tzorcha betana? When you toasted these kernels, these moist kernels in the oven, that was not a proper bishul. The melo umach netzes betavshil, it will become chametz. Shehu tarif of the kara, he machas. You go and you mix in the dish, it's going to become chametz. Shein derech nesinas l'tzach tavshil l'tzach. It's not derech to put it l'tzach tavshil l'tzach. It's another reason. I'm not sure what that means, but let's leave it with that. This should not be done because of this yisoid. Okay, good. So we have a basic concept. Next gemara. I'm going to say if lo lichlut inshinu halacha version at lichlait to scald. Shrei chite v'hade hadade. Two kernels, one. Now, why don't you have two kernels of grain? And you want to dip them into boiling hot water.
Together.
Why not? Dilma oz l'chada v'yasa b'tzirei d'chaverita. One will give over into the crack of the other. One will connect. In other words, the two will stick together. The two kernels will stick together. And the hot water will not fully get around all sides of the kernel of grain, and then it won't be boiling hot in a certain part of the grain, and then it's going to turn into chametz. One more time, dilma oz l'chada, one of the kernels of grain, the yosva, will sit, will get lodged, bitsire, in the crack
rock
of the chaverta, the maya mi abruchosa, and the water, the burning hot water, the boiling water, which is supposed to ruin the ability for it to turn the chametz, will not go and cover all four sides. And the
meila
commerce yos lechimus, and later point out will come lechimus. Okay, good. Right.
One you can,
because one you have all four sides. So you dip it, if you want to dip in kernels of wheat into a boiling hot water, that's mutter, because that will prevent it from coming chametz. But if you do two. Oh, no, it's dripping.
Where?
It's gushing water.
Where's the cage outside? It's back. Somebody flushed the toilet, and that's supposed to. I just have to soak them more.
Notice, there's no pipes to get out. From upstairs to downstairs. I mean, that's what the water, whatever it upstairs. Alright, it's going to stop me.
Somebody flushed the door upstairs.
Who's
I just, I went into the shul now. He showed me, he's in a contractor. There's no pipes there. There's no...
So,
where
does the water come from?
It's from the top floor.
Really?
Yeah, somebody... Yeah. I turned on the water. All right, let's go. Viper.
Oh, my gosh. We are on...
Mem. Okay, so today to the high level Gimel, nothing my behind the Dil, nothing my high bola. Lelichre, whereby Lelichre is trade Shibule. Gim Rabbi, that's why the water came down, because the Mamish, the Osi Maya, it's Mamish, it's always. The Amar Abaye, le lichroich inish trei shibuli b'chadi. The person should not lich means to lich means to
singe
and hot together. And this is what Shemaneh Chesed Gemara says: two kernels of grain, you may not singe them together. Why?
No, not kernels, stalks.
Stalks. Oh. Two stalks may not be singed together. Dilma nothing maya mehai ubala idach. Because when you singe a kernel, or a stalk of grain, the heat causes the moisture to drip. So the moisture from one will drip and fall on the other. And the other will become chametz from the liquid that oozes out of one stalk. Dil nafig mayim mehayu bala idach, and the other one will absorb it. Bala idach, and the other one will absorb it. The asil de chimutz. Okay, that's tremendous flesh. Amul amulei rav, yach, yafil wachi chad nami. If you're going to be so machmir, and you can't singe two stalks of grain together because the liquid may come out, don't even do even one. Why? Dil nafig mehayu reisha bala idach reisha. Maybe some liquid will come out of one edge. From one stalk, from one edge, from one side of the stalk. Okay, they made multiple kernels in one stalk. It'll come out from one side of the stalk and get absorbed in the other side of the stalk. Dilma nothing mehayu reisha bala idach reisha. El amar Rava. So if Rava disagrees, you are permitted to singe a stalk, even multiple stalks together, because even if moisture comes out, that's not called water. That's called meperos. Meperos inu meperos einon machmitzin. V'hadav Abaya meahi and Abaya had charata. Now why? Abaya heard what Rava had to say. Rava said, you know, you're correct, but guess what? I also have charata, but for a different reason. You know why? Because as long as it's expelling, midlayu. How do you touch midlayu?
Flowing.
It's flowing. Loy mechamsi. When you say this principle, you say the same principle when it comes to salt and meat. You add salt together, multiple pieces of meat together. Why? But when you salt one piece of meat, blood is coming out. And if you have another meat that's touching, so the blood from piece of meat number one is going to get absorbed in meat number two. Because meat number two is also busy being poile dam. So as long as you're busy being poile dam, you don't have time to absorb new dam. Same thing, as long as it's flowing, it's time to come home. Similar, by hai chatzba, chatzba de'a vishnei, sechifa. What is that military rash? Rash is chatzba that she could cut a picture. We have now a picture. You have a pitcher, and you're putting toasted kernels, and you're putting it in an oven to nourish. The problem over here, what's going to happen? Liquid is going to
go
one to the other. It's going to collect in the bottom of the pitcher. We have over here, chatz was a pitcher. The avishne, and that you're drawing kernels in an oven. Sechifa, if you turn it upside down, as you tilt it, in order to allow the liquid to flow, to drain, shari. Zekifa, if it's standing straight up, it is aser. Why? Rashi, let's go to the second Rashi. Zekifa, it's aser. Shriya zekif kedaka aser. Shamayim niflotim v'choyzim v'nivloim. Because the water, the liquid comes out of the kernels and collects on the bottom, and then it's reabsorbed back into the kernels. Now, who says this is what with Omar by Rashi follows from Omar by a sechifa shari mishum daivif? Since it says that sechif, you turn on the side, if you turn on, you tilt it, it's motor mishum daivif abaroi because it flows. Ah, but so what? Just because it's flowing, that should not be good enough. Because while it's flowing, it's still moving. It is movement. So maybe the liquid that comes from one kernel will go into another kernel. No, shmamino. Being that it's flowing, since it's only for the moment, the liquid that's oozing out of the kernels, the stalks, only for a moment, for a short period of time, and during that period of time, the other kernels are busy expelling, being pilate, their own liquid, they don't have the opportunity to absorb new liquid. They slip out of the limb, it's not going to be absorbed in the other ones. Okay, so therefore, that's why, so what do we see? So we need about harata. As long as an object is busy in the process of removing its liquid, does not have time
because
to absorb. Because no. Abai doesn't come on to meperos.
No.
Abai has a whole svara.
Uh-huh.
Abai's svara is as long as something is busy expelling, it's busy expunging. What's the right word? It's busy being pilate. Pilate, as long as an object is in the process of removing its inner liquid,
yeah,
it's not, does not have the ability to absorb liquid from somewhere else. And you see that concept when it comes to this pitcher, which has multiple kernels, and there is continuous flow of liquid being removed from the inner kernels, and they're moving, they're making contact with the others. It's okay. As long as it's draining, it's okay. Oh, but before it drained, it's going to get absorbed one to the other. It doesn't make a difference, because the time when it's draining, the other kernels are busy expelling their liquid. There's no time for it to absorb. Rav is very lenient. Rav is lishitasai. Rav holds the liquid inside of a kernel is meperos, and meperos are the correct to cause of measure. Because meperos in meperos in machmitzin. Turn up on ein loisin. Yinala loisin means to chew. Okay, you put in your mouth saliva. Is your saliva meperos, or is your saliva called mayim? Ein loisin. So even meperos, you're not allowed to go and chew barley kernels. What?
You mean to soak barley?
To soak. Losa means to soak. Ein loisin barley on Pesach. Vim losaske, it means to soak. Okay, so you're not allowed to soak barley on Pesach. Vim losas, if you soak it, nisbaku, if it cracks. If the soaking is such a long time where it splits, you see a crack in the kernel, then asuros, that is an indication that they have fermented, they turn into chametz.
It doesn't take long for barley
to crack.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's saying you should not do it.
Okay. Softer kernel than
okay.
Wheat.
So it's saying over here that you only have a very short period of time, and if you do it on Pesach, I mean, today, obviously, in today's standards, we don't know anything. Automatically, if you do this, you're finished, right? You lose your certificate. But Meikar Hadin, as long as it does not crack, it's okay. If losas nisbaku, as soon as it cracks, asuros loy nisbaku butaras. Rabbi Yosemir, shayrin b'chaymetz, what you can do is you can soak it in vinegar, and vinegar has the koyach to stunt its potential to become chametz. The chametz of chametz soms, and it causes it to shrivel. It prevents it from expanding further. Amashmul in Allah Rabbi Yosi, we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi. Don't do it. Don't put it in vinegar. It's not going to make a difference. Once it's soaked, it's not going to be good. Amar b'chista, amar marukva, loy nisbuku mamish. When it says here that the cracks is chametz, it doesn't mean mamish cracks. Elokol sheilu menichin al pi chavitz vehein nisbakos. Even if you were to put on a barrel and it would crack open by itself, moisture alone is good enough. And me'alein, it doesn't have to happen now. Let's see what it means in Rashi. Rashi says, if you do it to the point, you soak it, and you even put it on top of a barrel of wine, and the fragrance of wine, it's all wet over there.
It's wet.
And the fragrance of wine is so potent that it will cause it to crack. That also makes it, has the status of chametz. Okay, Shmuel says, Nisbaku mamish. Shmuel says, no, it's not chametz until mamish cracks. Now let me clarify exactly, because Rashi is very short in this parashah. Rashi says, Kol shenifucha ad kidei yeshil. If you now, okay, so way the first opinion is, what it means over here is that you go and you soak it. You take barley and you soak the barley in water, and it didn't crack. Now let's take a step back. Let's say you take raw barley kernels that have not been soaked at all, and you put them on a barrel of wine. Nothing will happen, because the reich of yayin by itself up against a raw kernel of barley does not have the power to cause to cause it to become comets. But if you take a kernel of barley and you soak it just for a few moments, and nothing happens, to the naked eye, the barley kernel has not cracked. It has not even swollen, just maybe a teeny little bit. But it already has gone through a chemical change that now, if you were to put this barley kernel on top of a barrel of wine, and it would be affected by the odor, the fragrance of the onion, would now crack. That's an indication that already the kernel of barley has turned into chametz. Lo, it doesn't mean mamish. That's according to the opinion. That is the opinion of Shmuel. That's the opinion of the Marukva. That's Marukva's opinion. Lo in nispak mamish laf elikol shulam anichem al papi chavis vein nispakus meleim. That's enough. Ushmuel and Shmuel says no nispaku mamish. It must mamish crack. It's not called chametz for mamish. It reached the point where it cracks. If it doesn't crack, it's not called chametz. Of Shmuel of the bedura de bei raf. There was a maisa with Shmuel Paskin in the village of the Bay Bar Choshu, and the Spaku Mamish. What exactly does that mean? What does he say over here, Rashi? Shmuel, there was a maisa shechaya, and the Dura Rashi b'kfar shul oisus name a person. Shmuel Ovid Shmuel Uvda Bedura in the village the Bay Bar Choshu. Of our Choshu, where we paskin, like his opinion, nispaku mamish. He paskin. He was lenient. He said that since the kernels are not mamish split, it's mutter, it's okay, it's not called chametz. Weiter. Amar Rabba, bal nefesh, lo yilsois, a bal nefesh should not soak barley in water. My area, bal nefesh, I feel like I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, bal nefesh, afilu chitin deshridei lo yiltais. Even wheat, deshridei, Rashi's shri means cushion. Even wheat kernels that are very hard, lo yiltais. Okay, that's what we mean by al malnefesh, because the mikra didn't go so
good.
Right. No, normally a regular person has to be machna. A regular person only when it comes to barley has to be machna, because barley is soft. But wheat, a regular person, gazuna, you want to go soak wheat, go soak wheat. But a bal nefesh should not soak even wheat. Who's going to listen to you? That's such a chumrah. Man saislei la'aba. But aba, la'aba ochel nama de'ifusha. Who's going to listen to aba, to rabba? He called him, who's going to listen to you? Rabba means the one that says this. Who's the one that said this? The one that said this was... the one that made the statement was Rabba. Rabba was, so he's calling Rabba Abba. Abba means the Talmud. Who was Rabba? Ochel Nama. Look at this. Rashi says, Man Sais Lel Abba Yoichel Lecha Mifusha. Kleimar Loi Tehe Sultan Nikia. Because what? Ochel Nama Dipusha. Are you going to eat bread that is, Ipush means disgusting? No, that's not. In other words, what it means is to have Rav Huna l'sase, u'be'rav bar oven l'sase, because by the home of Rav Huna they soaked it, in the home of Rav Oven they soaked. In other words, in those days, it wasn't like today. It appears that they made the matzah on Pesach. Mm-hmm. They weren't afraid. You take flour, and you make flour, and you make matzah. No big deal. It's not in chametz. How do you make flour? The way you make flour is you first take the kernels and you soak it. Why do you soak? Because by soaking it, you're able to remove the psoilus, you're able to remove all of the impurities. There's a certain type of shell, a certain type of
bran.
So the only way you can get rid of that bran is by soaking it, to loosen it up, to shake it off. Then you can shake it off, you let it dry, and then you crush it to make flour. Or maybe you'll do this before Pesach. Lav davka Pesach, this before Pesach. That's the process. You take, I think they do it today, commercial flour, it's soaked. Commercial flour, no, it's not, the kernels aren't soaked, they're clean first. Our shmur matzah, you buy, that's what you're paying $24 a pound. Because it's shalom mishas ksira, from the time that they go and they take the stalks, it's, the processing is completely different than what's done by the FDA. Mastama, the FDA would not approve of our matzah to a certain degree, because they take they wash it. If I'm not mistaken, the grain that's cut in America or wherever it's cut, it's part of the processing is it's washed. In the washing process, we are machna halacha l'maisa, that can potentially cause it to become chametz. We know the halacha, even grain that's already attached to the ground, that's 100% mature, developed. If now it rains, it can become chametz when it's attached to the ground. Ad kadei kach. Kol shekein, once you detach it from the ground and you wash it in a washing machine, which they do, it becomes chametz. So he's saying, this chumrah is an extreme chumrah. There's a reason why the FDA washes the grain in a washing machine, because they have to clean it from the pesticides. They got to clean it. What?
Our matzah, they cut recently, right?
Our matzah in the summer, end of the summertime, and they put it away in storage, and they don't wash it.
But it has to be kept in the area.
Somewhere, yeah.
Where there's no moisture.
No moisture. Arizona. The best place is to go. There are hidurim and different types of matzah that when you get from places where it's mamish, no moisture, it's dry. The best place in America for that would be Arizona. You get on a Phoenix. I don't think grain grows there in Phoenix. You'd have to ship it from where it grows in Arizona.
Really?
That's a great place. That's a place where there's mamish, no moisture. In America, if you want to go to a place with zero moisture, you live in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
You're lucky.
Has an exclusive on the.
Well, it's very good for.
Oh, you see.
If somebody has arthritis, rheumatism,
yeah.
You go there, it goes away.
Where? Arizona?
Yeah, because it
dries you out.
So
yeah.
No moisture.
That's where they store. They store their planes. Every commercial airline has a parking lot
in Arizona.
Because when you, let's say that plane, the business is not so good, or you have an old plane. So in the meantime, until you have a use for the plane, it sits in the parking lot. The moisture of New York would destroy the engines. Would destroy the plane.
Yeah.
It sits in the hot.
Humid.
It destroys it. It ruins the lifespan of an airplane by decades.
Wow.
So they need to park it in a place where there's no moisture. There are you can't even believe these massive, massive parking lots that are a hundred miles long, where every commercial airline has renting space to park the airplanes in Arizona. So what? I saw it. You know where I saw it. I don't want to say those words here.
I saw it in
actuality. Yeah, in actuality.
It's massive.
It's massive, right?
Yeah,
it's an amazing thing. So over here he's saying, but wheat, they're telling you now, don't take the wheat and soak it. What do you mean don't soak it? It's a gewalt gezach to soak wheat. Because by soaking it, you clean it. You clean it from its impurities, from the psoilas. Who's going to listen to this extreme chumrah of you, Rabbah, who's calling Abba, that we should have dough that's ipush. Ipush means decayed. It means disgusting, spoiled dough. Who's going to listen to this chumrah? And the truth is, everyone here in this room listens to this chumrah, and we taka have dough, which we're careful not to have in any contact of water. But that's what he said, the man who's going to go listen to you, we're going to eat bread that's ipush. We're not more religious than them. They soaked it to clean it. Next, Rav says also lutais. Rav says it's also meikar hadin. Just not stop a good zach for baal nefesh. Also meikar hadin. Elo ha the table in the brayas and listen from the pesach. But the brayas that says dafka barley. So oidin hudulay ha chite shari. And for the Gemara, loy mi boye kamar, loy mi boye chitin. Oh, that's another poshet. Kevin, since this beit sirei, oh, there are cracks. The Gemara saying is so that wheat kernels have cracks, and when they are cracks, so this beit sirei, aili buhumaya, water gets stuck in the cracks and sits there and causes it to become chametz. Watch out, it's wet over here. It causes it to become chametz. Avol sa'are dishi'ie. Barley is smooth. It's smooth barley. So I may be misled to live barley, it's mutter. Ema shaper dami. You don't have to worry. You can go and you can soak it in water. There's no problem. Kamash run. Loizu absolutely. Even barley that's smooth, don't soak, because barley has another problem, that it's very moist and becomes chametz right away. Hada marava. Rava changes mind. Mutter lil sois. The zunde hate. You can do it. You can soak wheat and barley, no problem. Then the braisa yotze pesam pas nakia. It says refresh the braisa. You can yotze pesach with with pas nikia, with fine flour, like we do, not whole wheat, nikia. The hadra'ah. Now what is hadra'ah? Kibar. Kibar means coarse, whole wheat. But how in the world are you going to make fine flour if you don't soak it? The evshar nikia below the seesaw. Now obviously today, I don't know the technology, but obviously today they have techniques where they don't do the seesaw, obviously, and they do have their regular flour, but the Gemara said that nikodin, the only way you could have it is doing the seesaw. Eisvei, rapab l'ravava, ha-kimach in the b'raisa, kimach in vasalasa, shalnachim, shaltefarim, tohairin. Kemach and Selassa is two different types of kemach of Nachim of non-Jews is mutter shalom shal kvarim tarim v'shal kedachim tameim. Now the kvar my time, why of the kvarim is it tamei lamishim deloy l'sasei a kvarim it's tahar. In order for wheat to become in order to be mekabel tuma, a food to be mekabel tuma must come in contact with mayim. Any food must have hechsher. What's hechsher? It must first come in contact with liquid, one of the seven liquids. So in the kfarim, it says the flour that you buy in the kfarim is tahar. It never came in contact with liquid. Why not? Don't they wash it? Don't they wash the wheat? No, they taka don't. My lab mishum deloy l'sos, because in the kfarim they don't wash it. And yet it's called karle soilas. There's kemach and soilas. What's kemach? What's soilas? The other by Avram Avinu. Avram told Sarah, Lushi vasi ugos. The words there, what she did exactly, came out of the lot of the Farshim, what's the word soilus in the Torah. But the Gemara here says that the word, at least in the Mishnah, the word soilus means fine flour. How in the world do you have fine flour, remove the bran, if you don't soak it? And what does it say? It says you do have it. So you have a raya that it's tahar, there's no liquid, so it's shayach to make fine flour without soaking it. The Gemara says no. Akimcha. No. When it says in the Braisa that it's tahar from the kfar, it means only the kemach is tahar. Kemach means whole wheat flour, not fine flour. But in Achanami, fine flour without the bran is tame, even from the kfar, because there's no way to make to do without washing it. Boss said the after that he said my time lo emule meha. I have a better answer. The Amar of Zera Amar Rav Yirmiyah Amar Shmuel Chitin Shol Menachos Ein Loisim Esam. It's a better raya. It says Chitin Shol Menachos. You're not allowed to soak Esam. And you call it less soil less. So you have a better raya. You see that when it comes to something called Menachos, a mincha requires soil less. So what is a soilus? Soilus is fine flour. And it says that by the wheat of the minochos, the fine flour, you're not allowed to soak it. Wait a minute. How in the world are you going to be able to produce soilus if you don't soak it? It must be you can do it. It must be you don't have to soak it. Just go and cut it off and sift it. In other words, basically the reason I've been taking, I guess, is just more work. It's harder to sift. It's probably a more involved sifting process. If you soak it, you loosen the bran, and when you begin to crush it, when you begin to crush the kernels, the soilus falls away much faster. It's much easier to sift. Probably the bran, I'm guessing, is much easier to deal with. If you soak it. If you don't soak it and you crush it raw, the bran, it's much rougher. It gets embedded in the soil less. It's a much more difficult process to sift. But you see, it can be done. The harara, when it comes to the menachos, the base mesh cannot be made from chametz, and there you're not allowed to use water.
Right.
Yeah, and there it's called soil less. So you see, it can be done. If it can be done by the menachos, it can be done for chametz as well. Hard on the rava. Rather than the nochamal, unbelievable. Going mamish mikotza lakotza. And then first he says about nefesh. Then he says it's osur. Then he says it's mutter. And now he says, guess what? Mitzvah a little toys. There's a mitzvah to soak it. Why? Shnemar ushmartim es hamatzos. Beautiful part. The eloy the boy lesisa shimo lamai. Watch. What do you have to? What's going to happen? You have to put yourself in a matziv where you may come into you got trouble. If you know, if the word shimur, the fact her says to be on guard, indicates that you have to go into a danger zone.
Anticipate.
You have to be in a danger zone. Now you got to be careful. But if you're not in a danger zone, there's no shimur. So when is there danger? What's going to happen? I live in Phoenix, Arizona. The weed grows. What's going to go wrong? There's nothing can go wrong. But if you have to do l'sisa, you got to be careful. So Shemana Samatza is Eloy the boy the Sisa Shimor Lamai. Why do you need Shimor? Ishim the Lisha for kneading. Shimor, so the Morris, what are you talking about? I have a pasha. When you knead the dough, you go to the matzah factory. When they air the water, once they start, the clock is ticking. 18 minutes, right? The clock that you need Shimor, Ishim Delisha. So the Morris is Kredel Chiddush. Shimor Delisha Lav Shimorhu. That's not called Shimor.
Why
not? The Yomar Rav Huna, B'tzokah Shal Nachrim, the dough of a guy, Adam Emale Kresa Mehen, Uvavad Shech Kezayis Matzah Bo Acharoina, as long as he eat matzah Bo Acharoina. What exactly does this mean? Let's see over here Rashi. Rashi says, Sheyochal B'tzokah Shal Nachrim, Uvavad Shech Kezayis Matzah Bo the first wild line, Shal Nachrim, Shemaki Bochem Shleich Mitzu. If you have dough of a guy, and you know for a fact that it did not become chametz. How did it not become chametz? She'ein sham loikarni chagav. These are the simonim. And this goes to the sugya of when does dough become chametz. Now, we just use numbers. It's a number game. 18 minutes.
Don't put it down on the table.
When maybe you can do something to show that it's wet. Maybe take some of the chairs and mark it off.
Or take some towels and dry it.
Okay. But okay, so now there are different simonim. There are different simonim when dough becomes chametz. What do we know of the sim called karnech, and when the dough begins to crack? You have to go into your kitchen and watch someone make challah to see this. When the dough sits, it's nice, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, right.
You let it sit for a few minutes, and then it begins to get a little cracks. So when the cracks are the size of the antennae of a locust, then you already know that it's chametz. How long does it take for that to happen? Well, that's not, we say, amount of time it takes to walk, which is basically 18 minutes to 24 minutes, the amount of time it takes to walk. So over here, let's say you have dough of a guy, or it turns colors. It has a certain complexion. It turns white. These are different simon. We have in the Gemara. The Gemara says the same zman. And the same zman. So my next Rashi, Shiyoch b'kzeis matzah achronah, the b'chol nafik yidei chayvas matzah, mishum deloy havei leis shimur, l'shei matzah. V'yav al pi she'anu roin she'ein kach chimutz, u'miu l'matzah shal mitzvah shimur l'shmo b'inon. So what's the b'chronah? He mitzvah achilasa, she'im ha'pesach yichayvas achilas, d'chsev kura al matzah m'yachlu, pesach nechal al sev kelemon, im avtech v'chavetam. So it's very simple. Basically, you have kosher lePesach paspalter or pasakum. That's what he's saying over here. It's basically paspalter. Pasakum is osur or kubis before the zman when they made the takana. You know for a fact that it's kosher lePesach, but it was not made l'shem matzas mitzvah. In other words, you went into the goyish house or went to the goyish factory, and the goyim are making bread, and you're there, and you watch. You're the mashkiach. This is matzah. There's no chametz here. They add water and dough. They kneaded it. It's only sitting here for 5 minutes. They put it in the same oven that we use, and it turns into matzah. It's kosher v'yosher. You can eat this on Pesach. What's the only chesaron? The guy didn't say l'shei matzah mitzvah. And even if the guy would say l'shei matzah mitzvah, a guy doesn't have the koyach. There was a whole scandal, a couple of years ago, one of the famous matzah factories, when they had people like Russian women doing baking, and it was discovered they weren't Jewish. So they're not Jewish, That means the matzah is not matzah, it's kosher l'Pesach. You don't have to get rid of it from your house. The very big nafgamina. That matzah, the scandal, no, it's kosher l'Pesach matzah.
Right.
No shail about it. But you can use it for the Lel Seder. The Lel Seder, you need matzah, ushmartem es ha-matzos. So here it says, yeah, we have matzahs made by a goy, Givaldik, it's kosher matzah, but it's not called shmur matzah, l'shem mitzah. So what should you do when you finish, when you eat, when you have a meal, right? So you have afikoymen. Afikoymen is the kazayis matzah, going in So eat the matzah that was made by the non-Jews, fill up your stomach, it's only half the price. And now when you come to the afikomen, you bring out the $24 matzah that was made l'shein matzah smitzah. So what do we take out of this Gemara? We take out of this Gemara is that the nilush, the kneading, is not called a moment of shimur. Let's explain that in more detail. Let's see what the Gemara says. Because there was no shimur. What's the problem? Now here's the Gemara. Here comes the Gemara. It's a beautiful Gemara. What's the problem? Very good. There was no l'shein matzah smitzvah. It was not done at the time of when it was needed. But you know who put the matzah in the oven? Go back to the matzah baker factory, the scandal matzah from a couple of years ago. Who put the matzah on the stick into the oven? A yid. And when the yid put the matzah, when the yid walked into the matzah baker factory that morning, he said, "L'shein matzah smitzvah." So the shimur, the kiyum of matzah mitzvah can be fulfilled b'shas tiafiyah, gizuntehet. Hire non-Jewish workers to knead the dough, to shape the dough, to make the holes in the dough. But the ikur should be putting the matzah into the oven. So what's the problem? V'leba shimur me'afiyah ve'elech. You know what the Torah says? Elalav. The answer is shma minah. Shima meikara beinan. It must be, that's not called shima. The shima has to be meikara from the beginning of the process. And therefore, what's called the beginning of the process? It's even called time earlier. And what's the beginning of the process? So the Gemara assumes, if it's not the baking, now the Gemara's making a very great assumption now. It must be from the time of grinding. The time of let's see Rashi how he explains this. So Rashi says it must then be Barishina my time meafivelech mash the Rashi Dibur Hamaskal. It's four Shabivelch Mashma Mishimisakno Liafia Kigoin Arichosa Vikitov Shalah Vinisinulatanur. Okay, now the Gemara, so that what's the Gemara, so when you begin to arrange it, okay, let's go weiter, Dilma Shani Chasam, the Be'idna, the Nachas, the Shimur, Loi Avil Lashimur, Avil Hecha, the Be'idna, the Nachas, the Shimur, Avil Lashimur, Rashi, Umimai, Dilma, the Oilam, Shimur, the Lisha, Shimur, the Shimur of the Lisha is called Shimur, of the kneading. V'yaf agav d'lo yitzchich shimur mikami hachin. You don't need shimur for this. V'hacha my time alo nothing. Mishum the mishas nesinas mayim lekamach sheze dovar hamachmetzes hav yitzchich shimur v'zu lo nasa lo shimur mehi idna the noches l'torah shimur the hainim nesinas hamayim. Bite in the Gemara. Okay, I'm a little bit sorry. I don't get a clear cup. Let's see how the Gemara follows through. My time, I'm missing Shah in the Gemara. So let me give me half a second to look over here in the parish. So what's the Gemara's Zerai? Again, we're trying to prove over here that there's a mitzvah. Let's get our objective. Our mitzvah l'iltais. There's a mitzvah to soak it, because when you soak it, you're going to do shmira. Okay, that's the mitzvah. Now the mitzvah soaking it is the water. Here's where he explains the planning here in the mark. The shmira must be from the time of lesisa. Since the Gemara is telling us now that the shimur must begin before the baking. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now, if the shimur, that's why the matzah of a goy is no good.
Right.
Because the matzah of a goy did not have shimur. So what was our question again? What do you mean there was no shimur? The goy just kneaded the dough. There was shimur at the time of baking. Mm-hmm. Obviously, no, that's not called a shimur. There has to be a shimur before the baking. Mm-hmm. Now, once it's before the baking, we want there to be a shimur from the very beginning. When is the earliest time in the process of the lesisa? Ulaloy lesisa, it says here in the parish over here, without lesisa, achitin eimi ma l'shoim akoidim alisha. You're not going to have anything to do shmirah, since the Gemara is teaching us that there must be a din shmirah before the baking. That means there must be a shmirah from the very beginning of the process. There must be a din shmirah. Shmirah is not enough to do at the very end of the baking. There must be a shmirah in the entire process. Lisha, what? Oh, not Mishas Kshir. But Lisha is not the beginning of the process.
Right.
We want there to be a shmira from the earliest time you prepare the flour. When is the earliest time you prepare the flour? When you begin to grind it. But when you grind it, there's nothing to do. There's no danger that you can come. So you have to combine this piece, what we learned before. When you grind the flour, when you begin to prepare the flour, there's no danger because there is no water. We have to make a danger. How do we make a danger? By lesisa, by soaking. What you'll tell me? Who says there has to be a shmira at that early state? Let's wait for the shmira until the later state of baking. From this Gemara we learn that the later state of baking, it's too late. There has to be a shmira from the earliest possible state. There must be, which means there must be a shmira at the time of the kneading, and we're making an assumption there must be a shmira before the kneading. When is there before the kneading? The time of the preparing of the flour. How is it shaykh for there to be a shmira at the time of the preparing of the flour? Only if we do a lesisa. Only if we do a lesisa, then it's shaykh for there to be a shmira at that point in time. Okay, so now the Gemara says, no, what's the raya? Dilma shiny hasam, there you must come on. In other words, that is indispensable. The Gemara slugs this up. But the lesisa is dispensable. In other words, that's not a raya. Do you know why kneading needs shmira? And it's not enough shmira from baking? Because kneading is indispensable. You must have water. In order to knead, you must, and if you have water, you're in a matzav of sakana. But lesisa is not critical. You can take kernels of grain and you can produce flour without lesisa. So maybe you don't need shmira for that stage of the preparation. Or the Gemara made this major assumption. You need shmira for the baking. If the shmira for the baking is not enough, there must be shmira before. The Gemara makes, must have before? Every part of the process must have shmira. The kneading and the flour. How are you going to have shmira in the flour? If you're going to have lesisa, you're going to have shmira. The Gemara says it's not true. You need to have shmira in the kneading, because in the kneading it's not shaykh not to have shmira. But the lesisa, the making the flour, you don't have to have shmira because you can do away with the water altogether. And if you don't have the water, so it's not a raya. So therefore the Gemara says that this shot of Rava, that it's a mitzvah to do lesisa, so you have shmira, is not mukhruch. It's not mukhruch. Maybe talking you don't need. Okay, we'll stop here.